Guided Meditation, Chapter 8, Emotional Mind View, Choosing to Heal. Find the pain in your body. It can be any pain, anywhere. It might be a physical pain you have had for years, or a spiritual pain, or an emotional pain. It may be sharp and stabbing, or dull and aching. Place your hands over or as close to the area of pain as possible. If you can't find the place of pain, just place your hands over the center of your chest. If there are multiple locations, then repeat this for each one until you sense it dissipating. The more times you repeat this meditation, the stronger messages will take and hold. Now, we are going to take a few deep breaths, counting to four with the inhale, then holding that breath and count to four and exhale to the count of four. Then we will repeat this breathing pattern two times. Let's start that now. In, two, three, four, hold. Two, three, four, exhale. Two, three, four. And again. In, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, and one more time. In, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four. And now, breathe normally. Now allow yourself to connect to the pain where you feel it in your body. Say out loud, "I feel the hurt right here." And say quietly to yourself, "I am listening to what it has to teach me." And just listen for a moment for whatever insight or awareness may be helpful to you. Really listen. Is there a message? And is there something that you need as well? There is a quiet communication system that goes back and forth between our conscious thinking mind and our unconscious mind. We don't always catch the messages we are meant to hear. When we sit quietly, clear our minds, and focus on our breathing, we sometimes allow ourselves to hear what our deeper, wiser mind has to say. We also open our deeper, wiser mind to receive messages of wisdom. The tools for the artist within are wise messages that are necessary for your healing. Sometimes we feel pain because we have not embraced those tools deep within, so it is time to do that now. With your hands over the pain, send the message of acceptance, self-compassion, gratitude to the area of healing. Because of this pain, you have grown. You have learned new ways of thinking and new ways of being. Just take a few moments and review in your mind what you have learned from this experience and the ways you have become better, kinder, and a more compassionate person. And again, receive the gifts of acceptance, forgiveness, self-compassion, commitment, and gratitude for what you have learned. Receive acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, and gratitude for your healing. This pain has taught you about relationships with others as well as yourself. It has taught you empathy, compassion, and understanding. And so, receive the gifts of acceptance, forgiveness, self-compassion, commitment, and gratitude for what you have suffered. Reach very, very deep within you. At the very core, you may find the source of this pain is sadness and fear. Sadness for lack of acceptance, and fear that because you were not accepted, you were not good enough. These were feelings and ideas that were hardwired within you at a very young age. Again, these are feelings and ideas that were hardwired within you at a very young age. You heard these messages before you were old enough to have boundaries that could protect you. Allow yourself to see this sadness and fear for what it is. It is a mistake. The mistake is the idea that who you are, your worth, and beauty are determined by other people. This is an idea that you can choose to keep or you can choose to release. If you choose to release it, just acknowledge the feeling, but also acknowledge that it is incorrect. Then imagine erasing the way it was wired into your brain. Just erase it. The way you might erase a chalkboard. Erase it, and in its place see the words, I am worthy. I am wonder. Now imagine you are filled with pure, bright light. Feel the bright light pouring in through the top of your head and filling you up from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. You are worthwhile, beautiful, and bright. See the light that radiates from within you. From now on, you will carry this beautiful, bright light with you wherever you go. It will be your constant companion. It's part of who you are. And now, send the message to your pain. I embrace you. I welcome you as an important visitor in my life. And now, I have released you. Thank you. And you may continue to talk to your pain. You may say whatever will help you right now. When these old thoughts come back, or when you find yourself feeling or responding as if you are not worthy, you might consider some of the following affirmations. I know that I am responsible for my own feelings and well-being. Again, I know that I am responsible for my own healing and well-being. I can choose to continue to suffer, or I can choose to release this emotional pain. I release the pain. I can choose to release the hurt within a heart full of compassion, forgiveness, and gratitude. And so, I release that too. I can choose to be more loving toward myself, and I choose that now. I can choose to accept my own weakness and flaws, so I accept myself as I am. I can choose to see my own beauty rather than seek approval from others. And I choose to see my own beauty now. I can choose to embrace my inner healing with unconditional love. So I choose unconditional love for my life and for myself now, with such great gratitude. Finally, I can commit to a healing journey with the beginner's mind. I feel ready to embrace the beginner's mind and see the world through the eyes of self-care. Thank you.